People have anxiety right now. Maybe sleep patterns aren't quite right. So what can we do to get to sleep?
Okay, so I've got a few things for you. One of the biggest suggestions that I have for sleep is put away the screens at least a half hour before bed so you don't get sucked into the scrolling hole. It's like the Instagram news, Snapchat, TikTok abyss, whatever that might be. So put your screens away about a half hour before bed and have a really good nighttime routine. So something that you do every night, are you drinking a glass of water? Are you having a sleepy time tea? Something that brings you from a feeling of high energy down to a feeling of lower, calmer energy. Maybe it's reading. Maybe it's doing your 4-4-4 breath in bed right before you shut off the lights. And then the third thing that I always say can really help to ease the anxiety or the nervousness is to have a gratitude practice. So whether this means that you're writing out things that you're grateful for, even just three things that you're grateful for, or as you're pulling the covers over you at night, you're able to think of three things that you feel just really appreciative of. And so those would be the three biggest things that you can do in order to improve your sleep. I also recommend, you know, watch what you're eating. Are you eating really high energy foods, like good fuel, or are you eating sugary things? Are you having caffeine too late in the day? Are you having enough water? We want to make sure that our cells are happy when we go to bed.
Interesting that you would mention food last. I would have thought that that would be higher up on, you know, not eating crappy foods so late at night or right before trying to lay down.
Yeah, I mean, they all have a really big importance. So maybe it wasn't you know, this is number one, this is number two. The screens for me are always number one. You know, we get so caught up in reading things, and then before we know it, you know, it's midnight, it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock, and then all of a sudden we're in a different circadian rhythm, right?
So what about different circadian rhythms? I mean, the kids are home from school, parents are working from home, so kids aren't necessarily going to bed at their normal school night bedtime, which means they're sleeping in later. How are we going to regulate our routines when it comes time to do that again?
Yeah, because I find if you go camping, sun's up, I'm up, sun's down, I'm down.
Yeah, I say we just get ourselves into a schedule, right? So you wake up at a time that works for you, you go to bed at a time that works for you, and that might be a full family decision, but making sure that everybody has a say in, you know, what's going to make us feel good. If we know that we're not feeling good because we're sleeping until noon or we're not going to bed until midnight, then we have a choice to make there, right? And an opportunity to change that up. Like, let's make a really awesome routine, a daily schedule to make sure that everybody feels really great.
Thanks so much, Megan.
Hope you guys have a great day. Drink lots of water. Eat good food.